This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. Be holy. Peter exhorted first-century Christians, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" 1 Peter 1:13 through 16. The whole premise for Christians to be holy is that our God is holy. Peter quoted Moses, who instructed Israel in Leviticus 11:44, "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy." The whole premise for Israel to be holy in the Old Testament was that God was holy. God has always had a standard by which His people are to live and serve Him. Paul said in Titus 2:12, "We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age." Again, the premise for us to live holy today is that God is holy. Paul noted in Titus 1 and verse 2, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." And John penned in 1 John 1:5, "This is the message which we have heard from Him and declared to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all." The obedient believer rises from the waters of baptism. And Paul said in Romans 6:4, to walk in newness of life. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And Jesus said in Revelation 2:10, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Be holy, because God is holy.